Well, thank you, Bruce. Good to be back again with you here in New Mexico, in beautiful Albuquerque. We're in the uptown area of town because we don't know downtown yet, but from what we've seen, it's an absolutely beautiful, stunning area, Bob. We noted the mountains as we flew in here, and it's just exciting to travel to a different part of the country that looks, well, so very different than what we would see back at home.
Yeah, it really is, Rich. Beautiful mountains, blue sky, and a terrain that we don't see in the Northeast.
Well, black bears will have to get used to a number of things, a little bit of heat, although by game time tomorrow night, I think it's only going to be in about the mid-80s, so that shouldn't be too bad. But high elevation, too, nearly a mile high. Coach told us earlier in the week that they'll acclimate to that by doing some walkthroughs, mostly by hydrating, too. That's really important in these conditions. But I think when it's the opening game, all those things get in the back of your mind. When you step out on that field, it's a football game, and you do what you do every week.
Absolutely, Rich. I think Maine is going to forget about the altitude and focus on the Lobos. And they're fired up. They're ready to play. They'd like to hit someone other than their own teammates. And I think they're going to play well tomorrow night.
Let's talk about the Maine team. Let's look at each aspect of the team. Let's start with the offense here. We've got some terrific returnees at the quarterback position in Joe Fagnano. We know what he can do. Great to have Freddie Brock and Elijah Barnwell back to lead the running game. And what looks to be some pretty good depth at the wide receiver spot, despite losing some key guys like Devin Young and Andre Miller.
Yeah, and I think they're led really by Kobe White, a transfer from Boston College. He did an outstanding job there, started in 12 games in 2019, led the team with 29 catches, and in 2018, again, started and led the team with 33 receptions. He's playing well, and he's been a good leader. I talked to Jordan just today in the airport, and he said he was really impressed with his work. But you've got guys, really, Rich, I think, that are going to step in there and play well. Montego Moss. He played real well in preseason. He's got the ability to take the top off of defense with good speed. He's got good hands, and I think he could have a breakout season. A guy like Jacob Henney, silky smooth, good route runner, good hands. I think he's going to have a bigger role in that wide receiver game this season. Therese Baptiste, a 5'10", 185-pound redshirt freshman from Everett, Mass. They're excited about him. Again, he's got good speed and quickness. He's played well. So I think there are people in place that are going to be able to get the job done at that wide receiver position. The number one key for my mind is, can somebody get separation and get the deep ball? When you look at Joe Fagnano, he is a long ball threat. We saw that earlier in his career. We saw what he did at Liberty, putting up 445 yards passing and 5 TD passes in the second half. And again, I can't emphasize enough, he has 31 touchdown passes for an average of 31 per score, and he has 7 touchdown passes over 59 yards.
Well, if they're going to do that, they've got to have some time. And if they're going to run the ball, Freddie Brock has said he'd love to rush for 1,000 yards this season. To do that, you've got to have somebody up front. And that may be the big question mark on the Maine offense right now. They've got some returnees, they've got some new faces, and they've got some guys stepping up. But I think we both feel like the key to success for this offense will be right there in the trenches.
I don't think there's any question about it, Rich. The formula, and we've seen it time and time again, they have to be able to run the ball, and they have to be able to stop the run. And in terms of running the ball, I don't think there's a better center in the league than Michael Geraci. He's got all kinds of experience. He's 6'4", 318 pounds. He's beefed up a little bit. He's really improved his strength. He's got a 370-pound bench press, a 520-pound squat, and he's got 35 career starts. He's the leader of that group. I've also been very impressed with the improvement of Kevin Jones. Kevin Jones started 9 games at tackle last fall, and he's beefed up as well. He's 6'6", 320 pounds right now. He's put on about 15 pounds, and his strength numbers have gone up too. And then a guy that is a local guy, David Gross, a 6'3", 323-pound sophomore from Bucksport, Maine, has been very impressive over the last couple of years. And the coaches really like his toughness and his aggressiveness. And I think he's going to play very well, and he's going to get the start tomorrow night.
All right, Bob, what about this New Mexico defense? What do they have coming back? What will they throw at Joe Fagnano and the Black Bears?
Well, this is a 3-5 defense. And that means a lot of blitzing.
Maine sees that with Delaware that does that, right?
Delaware and Villanova. And sometimes it can give you fits, Rich. It starts with a nose tackle and two defensive ends, and then there's a middle linebacker and a left linebacker and a right linebacker, and then you've got five defensive backs, a couple of cornerbacks, and three safeties. And so those safeties are walking up on the line of scrimmage, getting into gaps, bailing off. Sometimes they stay and blitz. There's a lot of crisscrossing, so it can be very confusing. And so I think Maine has got to keep everybody in place and really protect Fagnano in the pocket. They may get some people in there, and they've got to secure the ball. And I think there are things that they can do to take advantage of that defense as well. But that's a different look than Maine sees week in and week out. But they have seen it, like we said, in the league with Delaware and Villanova.
And the Lobos feel like the strength of their defense, you were telling me earlier, is probably in the secondary?
Yeah, in the secondary, Rich, they've got an outstanding safety, Jarek Reed. He led them in tackles last year with 89. He was honorable mention All-Mountain West. The year before that, he had four interceptions and was first team All-Mountain West, so he's a good one. And then they've got another safety that's played extremely well, Tavian Combs, a 6'2", 200-pound junior for Amarillo, Texas. And he, again, had lots of tackles last year. He had 81, and he's a guy that was honorable mention All-Mountain West. Those are their best secondary players, but they played pretty well in the secondary all through those ranks last year.
We're breaking down Maine and New Mexico on the game plan. Rich Kimble, Bob Lucy with you here, brought to you by Creative Print Services. Find them online at creative-ps.com. Now, this New Mexico team struggled offensively last year. Statistically, one of the worst offenses in all of FBS football, and so they went out and got some new guys.
Well, they did go out and get some new guys. Now, this is a team, you talked about this a little bit earlier, they have 22 transfers that have come in and 28 incoming freshmen. They brought in three new quarterbacks. They had a lot of injuries at quarterback last year. They brought in a couple of running backs, true freshmen and a junior college back that looked promising. And then they have four new starters on their offensive line. They're trying to remake an offense that only averaged 12.2 points per game last year. That was the worst in FBS football. A team that had five rushing touchdowns on the season and only 10 passing touchdowns. So when I do the math on that, that's 15 touchdowns in 12 games. And it was a struggle. A lot of it was injuries, inexperience. They had a lot of young players. I think they'll be much better this year. And I think with the new quarterback they have, who's a transfer from Kansas, he played there for three seasons. He played in 17 career games, four starts, threw for 853 yards passing, nine touchdowns, six interceptions, but he ran the ball quite a bit, and he's a runner. And I think they're going to try to get him out on the perimeter with some option stuff and some options to run. And I think Maine is really going to have to play well, and they have to be able to tackle well in space on the perimeter. That's going to be really key.
Can you share with me the statistic that you mentioned earlier regarding passing touchdowns in the second half of the season last year for them?
Well, it was passing yards.
Oh, yards.
And
okay.
Over the last six games, they only had a total of 301 passing yards over six games. So that shows you it was a struggle last year for them.
Now, this Maine defense, we've talked about it before, they want to get back to the black hole style of defense. And yeah, that starts with stopping the run. Maine did not do that well last year. That's going to be a focus, I'm sure, from a Jordan Stevens-led team with the new defensive coordinator in Jared Kite. So who do they look to jam things up and stop the run initially?
Well, I think you got to look to that defensive line because you've got guys like Jamel Wiley, and Jamel has got 26 career starts. He's 6'2", 256 pounds, got a lot of experience. He's gotten bigger and stronger, so he'll be one of the defensive ends. And also a guy like Kari Manns. He's played well the last couple of years. He can come off that edge. But they're going to rely heavily on Justin Sambu, a 6'4", 265-pound senior, played a lot of football last year for Maine, and Xavier Mitchell, a 6'2", 254-pound grad student who played four seasons at Arkansas Pine Bluff. He's another guy. And then they've got a nice rotation of players. Rafael Salomon's going to play a lot of football. 6'3", 261-pound grad student, played at Deering High School, and he's done well. Dorian Royal had a phenomenal season last year, 6'4", 296-pound sophomore from Quebec City, Canada. He's got good size, good quickness. He'll get a good interior push. So I think they're going to be deep. I think they can play at least 8 or 9 players in those roles. I think they'll strategically bring in fresh legs on third down, much as Maine did in 2018, and really try to get after the quarterback.
Yeah, and because that's something Maine has not done well in recent years. Pressuring and getting to the quarterback has been a challenge for a team that excelled at that in their deep playoff run in 2018.
Absolutely, Rich. When I think of that 2018 team, it was aggressive, attack on the snap football. They rolled up 47 sacks in 14 games and led the country with a rush defense only allowing 79 yards. Since then, Maine has averaged 167 rushing yards in terms of their rush defense. So they've allowed 167 rush yards per game. And in the last, since 2019, Maine has only rolled up in 27 games a total of 39 sacks. So you think about what that 2018 team did with 47 sacks in 14 games that season.
All right, now special teams, we've got some guys back. We've got some new faces. Brian Coey, who looked good as a punter, will be handling not just the punts but the kickoffs. And that was a strength for the Black Bears last year, the fact that they were able to get some touchbacks and kick the ball deep. We're sure hoping that Brian can do that for the Bears tomorrow.
Yeah, you'd really like to be able to get the ball in the end zone. All of these teams in the CAA and certainly the FBS teams have scary return people with great speed. And I think it's very important that Maine is able to get the ball into the end zone and just take that play right away. I'm not sure that's going to happen, at least the numbers that Brian Coey had when he was kicking off, and that was in spring of 2021 and in 2019. He did not have a lot of touchbacks. I think over those 2 years, only one. So hopefully that's improved. I think as a punter, he's got a strong leg. Coming out of high school, he was the 13th best punter in the country. And I think he'll boom punts, and he'll be real good in that role. And hopefully, again, if he's in that kickoff role, he can get it into the end zone.
Cole Baker has looked very steady in preseason. They're confident in his ability to be their guy on extra points and field goals. And then in the return game, we get to see some veteran guys out there showing what they can do. And Jacob Henney handling a lot of the punt returns. And a very interesting guy, a transfer from Lafayette, John Gay, as one of their kick return specialists.
Yeah, and I think John Gay has got great potential to really help Maine. He was second team All-Patriot League as a kick return specialist at Lafayette, and he's the school record holder in high school in the 100-meter and 200-meter dashes. So he's got speed, he's gotten stronger and bigger, and Maine will use him in the backfield a little bit this year as well.
All right, Bob, what's a good little unknown stat that you have unearthed, something or a good fact that you can throw out there that might give the Black Bears and their fans some hope for a big road upset to start the season?
Well, I don't know if it's a fact or anything, but I just think that this is a confident team, and I think they believe in themselves, and I really think they're going to play well tomorrow night. I'll be very surprised if they don't. I think for this team, it's really all about getting off to a good start. When you get into these FBS venues, you need to get off to a good start, and you need to be able to run the football. So the best stat I can tell you about Maine offensively is, since 2011, the overall record is 66-55 for Maine. In the 66 wins, they have averaged 175 yards per game, and that's usually in about 40 to 42 carries. That's the formula to control the clock, and then to set up the play-action pass to keep them guessing. And Maine needs to be unpredictable because this is a team that really will rely on dialing up blitzes and creating havoc for Maine in that pocket.
There you go. The game plan, Black Bears and Lobos. It's an 8 o'clock start Eastern time tomorrow night from Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're looking forward to it, and it's going to be a great time. We're off to get some Mexican food now. Bruce, back to you.